Talk Talk English, Stage 7, Workbook CD. Listen to the dialogue and answer the questions.
What do you do, Tim?
I'm a teacher. I work at the university.
How long have you been working there?
I've been working there for 2.5 years. What do you do, Amy?
I work at a bank.
How long have you been working there?
I've been working in the bank since I graduated from university in 1982.
Listen to the dialogue and answer the questions.
Hey, Tim, how's work?
It's okay.
How long are you going to keep teaching at the university, Tim?
I think I'll carry on working there for another year or two. How about you?
I think I'll stop working in about 5 years. I want to retire early.
Really? Good for you.
Listen to Pierre and then answer the questions.
I haven't been working a lot lately. I've been watching TV a lot. I've been listening to music at home, but I haven't been going out much. I enjoy being lazy.
Listen to the dialogue and answer the questions.
Hello, Dr. Raymond.
Hello, Jane. What can I do for you today?
Well, I've been feeling sick lately.
What's the problem?
I've been having terrible headaches and I've been vomiting a lot.
That doesn't sound good. I'm going to refer you to the hospital because it could be serious.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Raymond.
Listen to the dialogue and answer the questions.
What happened to you, Andy?
Well, first I cut myself while I was cooking my breakfast. Then I hurt my leg while I was playing football. After that, I crashed my car while I was driving home.
Oh, Andy, you really should be more careful.
Listen and underline the syllable that is stressed. 1. Police. 2. Telephone. 3. Computer. 4. University. 5. Dictation. 6. After. 7. Before. 8. Pregnant. 9. Remember. 10. Internet. Listen to the dialogue and answer the questions.
Hi, Andy. What's wrong this time?
Oh, Jane, I'm having another bad day. I got home last night and I realized that I hadn't locked my door. When I looked in my bedroom, I saw that someone had stolen all of my money and my TV.
Oh, no. I'm sorry, Andy.
Listen to the dialogue and answer the questions.
Have you ever been to Africa, Tim?
No, I've never been to Africa. Have you, Ken?
Yes, I have.
When did you go to Africa?
I went there 2 years ago.
Why did you go to Africa?
I went there on holiday with my wife.
Had you been to Africa before that?
Yes, I had been to Africa before that.
How many times had you been to Africa before that?
I'd been to Africa twice before that.
Wow, you've traveled a lot, Ken.
I know, I'm a lucky man.
Listen to the dialogue and answer the questions.
Did you live in a dorm at university, Danny?
Yes, I did. I enjoyed living in a dorm.
Really? Why?
One advantage of living in a dorm is that you can make friends easily.
Yes, but one disadvantage of living in a dorm is that it's very noisy.
That's true.
Listen to the dialogue and answer the questions.
How much of your money do you spend on transportation, Jane?
I walk everywhere, so I spend only a little of my money on transport. How about you, Danny?
I work far from my apartment, so I spend a lot of my money on taxis and buses.
How much do you spend on accommodation?
I spend about half of my money on my apartment.
Wow, you spend a lot of money on transport and accommodation. I spend most of my money on food and entertainment.
You're lucky.
Listen and report what Danny and Jane say.
1. I love watching TV.
2. I'm going out tonight.
3. I've never eaten Indian food.
4. I don't like playing sport.
5. My friend always goes to the countryside on weekends.
6. My mother has been to Europe many times.
Listen to Danny and Jane and report what is asked.
1. Do you like listening to music, Jane?
2. What music do you like to listen to, Danny? 3. Are you from Australia, Danny?
4. Where are you from, Jane? 5. Have you ever been to China, Jane?
6. Who is the most beautiful woman you've ever met, Danny?